Sean, you get your first interception as a rookie. How's that feel?
I mean, words really couldn't describe how I feel right now. I mean, even as the play was even going in motion, I mean, it was just surreal kind of feeling. You know, I was telling Usama, a couple of the older vets who've experienced this before, like, you know, I don't think it has settled in on me yet. And, you know, honestly, I don't think it will till later on in the week. But, you know, it's just a blessed feeling, you know, and on top of that, we got the win, so it makes things even more better.
You're going to hold on to that ball all night?
I'll probably sleep with it tonight.
Now, tell me about this. The defense starts out in a hole. I mean, giving up that big run on the first play. And that can be something that certainly puts you psychologically in a very bad place. But it looked like you guys were resilient, and you obviously didn't let it get you down.
Definitely not. Came to the sideline. I mean, anytime you give up a huge play like that on the opening play of the game, I mean, definitely it's going to take the win out of you. But, you know, the coaches got each group down, set us down, you know, told us to settle down. We are a lot better than that. And, you know, one play don't define us as a defense. And, you know, I think after that first play, we settled down and, you know, we came out, got the win, and we played a whole lot better, you know, as the game progressed. And I was proud of those guys out there that fought with me, and it was just an awesome feeling right now.
The coverages that you had going throughout the game looked to give Brady Quinn a lot of trouble. I mean, he was really struggling to find open people.
Definitely. That was our game plan coming in. You know, like I said, Brady Quinn is a talented quarterback, I mean, to say the least. I mean, he's definitely a capable quarterback, seeing what he did to Carolina last week. And, you know, we wanted to come out there and make him feel uncomfortable. And I feel like we did a good job of doing that. He still made some good throws. But overall, I think that our secondary and our defense got the best of him today.
How helpful was it to have Demetri Patterson come back with Sami Young? You really were the healthiest this defense has been all year.
Oh, I mean, it's huge. You know, somebody like Demetri Patterson, you know, he's the leader in this secondary. I mean, even though Buster Screen was filled that void just nice, I mean, Demetri is definitely a leader in this secondary. And just having his presence out there was huge for us. You know, Usama came back off the concussion, and he made some plays out there for the secondary. And, I mean, overall, I think that all our guys, especially in the back end, played good.
Three wins in a row. What do you think it means for this team?
Oh, man. I mean, I like I said, we take it a game at a time. But, I mean, I think that everything is starting to turn and go the way in which we know that we can play. I mean, those eight losses, I feel like, you know, wasn't us in certain situations. But I feel like now we're playing Cleveland Brown football, you know, offensively, defensively, and especially special teams. So I think that's huge for us moving forward.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.